Okay, now we are going to talk about the clinical variants of lichen planus. Because we discussed about the characteristic features of the lichen planus in which the lesions indicate 4 P's, that is pruritic lesions, polygonal, flat-topped, purplish or violaceous lesions. But the lesions of the lichen planus may involve the mucous membranes only as well. Sometimes the lesions of the lichen planus may only present in the mucous membranes and there may be no lesions on the skin at all. So in such a situations, the diagnosis of lichen planus becomes difficult, and mostly the diagnosis is delayed and they are referred to the other specialities. For example, if their lesions are present on the oral cavity, then we may refer the patient to the dentist when the original lesion was actually lichen planus. So the oral lichen planus is the most common type, although the lesions of the lichen planus may involve other mucosal surfaces as well. For example, the genitalia, the genital mucous membranes as well. So when we receive a patient on the oral lichen planus, the lesions which are present, they are mostly on the buccal mucosa, tongue, on the gum margins. But the features may resemble other dermatosis as well, in which we will keep the differentials and we will treat the patient accordingly. So the presentation may be variable. The lesions may be present in the form of reticular lesions, atrophic, hypertrophic and erosive forms. It is associated usually with the burning, stinging sensations and difficulty in eating or drinking hot or spicy food. Sometimes if the lesions are present on the gum margin or on the tongue, then they may be mistaken for leukoplakia or chronic candidiasis. Smoker patches may also resemble the oral lichen planus and it should be excluded if the lesions are characteristically present on the palate. Similarly, white sponge nevi is also a very close differential of the oral lichen planus lesions. Especially when they are present on the tongue, the white sponge nevi can be differentiated by identifying the characteristic features of white sponge nevi, in which they are thickened, irregularly folded, and they feel soft to touch. And usually the white sponge nevi lesions are not as much symptomatic as the oral lichen planus lesions. But ultimately, histopathology will help us in differentiating the two lesions in which the white sponge nevi will show histopathological features of vacuolated cells in the epidermis. Whereas in the lichen planus, we will see the characteristic features of histopathology, that is basal vacuolar degeneration, etc. Lichenoid drug reaction may also resemble oral lichen planus. But in these patients, there will be history of the drug intake, or the lesions may be asymmetrically present and distributed mostly in those areas where the mucosa is reacting to a dental filling containing mercury or any other material. So if it is confirmed, we are going to replace that filling from the dental amalgam with another one. For example, if mercury is the cause, then we are going to replace the mercury with any other non-reactive or non-allergic type of material. Very occasionally, the lichen planus lesions may also extend from the oral cavity up to the larynx or esophagus. And if they're extending down into the esophagus, then they will present with additional findings of dysphagia and benign stricture formation as well. Similarly, if the lesions are present on the genitalia, they may affect either gender, male and female both. If they are present on the males, then they may present with the annular type of the lichen planus, and they may be present on the penile shaft, glans penis, prepuce or scrotum. So when we see such kind of lesions on the genitalia, we must rule out the STDs, especially syphilis. But we know that the primary syphilis usually present with an ulcer. However, the lichen planus in the on these areas of the male genitalia, usually they are of the non-erosive type. So that is why we can easily differentiate it without any difficulty. Along with the examination of the genitalia, we will examine the other mucosas as well. So the presence of the lesions of lichen planus in the oral cavity and the genitalia will help us in confirming the diagnosis. And for further confirmation, we can even go for the biopsy. In case of female genital lesions of lichen planus, They may be present on the vulva or on the vagina, but usually these are of the erosive type, associated with pain, burning, and ultimately it will lead it will heal with scarring and cause loss of architecture of the structures, especially the vulva. In these situations, it is important to distinguish it from the lichen sclerosis or leukoplakia. So the examination of the other areas of the skin and the other mucosas, especially oral cavity, will help us in making the diagnosis.